Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat Chazon, August 2nd, 2014, 6 Av, 5774. Devarim, Deuteronomy 1:1 through 3:22, Third Haftarah of Affliction, Isaiah 1:1 through 27. Devar Torah, Deuteronomy, Becoming the Master Storytellers, by Shira Milgram. The Passover Haggadah famously distinguishes between the wise and wicked children by the singular choice of the wise child to identify with the story. We read, "It is because of what the Eternal did for me when I came out of Egypt." At the very core of the Jewish enterprise is the willingness to take the story of our people as our own personal story. The decision to frame the people's narrative as our very own is the way the book of Deuteronomy opens. The Torah speaks through the voice of Moses. We read in Deuteronomy 1:6, "The Eternal our God spoke to us at Horeb." Deuteronomy 1:19, "We set out from Horeb." Deuteronomy 1:20, "When we reach Kadesh Barnea," and so on. Were we to read the text on its surface, Peshat level, we would have a problem here. We already learned that the people who stood at Horeb, Sinai, perished in the desert. Those who escaped from Egypt, who stood at Mount Sinai, who traveled to Kadesh Barnea, who complained day and night, and who finally decided to go back to Egypt following the doom and gloom testimony of 10 of the 12 scouts, that generation died out in the desert. To whom is Moses speaking? Presumably, he is speaking to the next generation. This generation did not stand at Sinai. They were not at Kadesh Barnea. The book of Deuteronomy has taken the fantastic leap into Jewish storytelling. Yes, we did stand at Horeb. Yes, we were at Kadesh Barnea. Yes, 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 this story is ours. At one and the same moment, we read the book of Deuteronomy on more than one level. On the surface, Moses is speaking to the generation of Israelites born in the desert as they prepare to enter the promised land. On its eternal level, the text is speaking to us, all of us. The book closes with this reminder in Parashat Nitzavim. "You stand this day, all of you, before the Eternal your God. I make this covenant with its sanctions, not with you alone, but both with those who are standing here with us today, before the Eternal our God, and with those who are not with us here this day." Deuteronomy 29:9 and 13:14. Devarim, words. These are the words, Devarim, that Moses addressed to all Israel on the other side of the Jordan. Deuteronomy 1:1. When God first addressed Moses at the burning bush, sending him on his life's mission to speak to Pharaoh and to liberate the Israelite slaves, Moses balked, saying, "Lo ish dvarim anochi, I have never been a man of words, either in times past or now that you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Exodus 4:10. And now, at the end of his life, Moses has become a man of words. He has become the master storyteller. The master storyteller must tell us not only what happened, but also what it means, why it's worth remembering. The story that Moses tells, though likely written and finalized centuries later, is one of chastisements and rebuke, of tochacha, the Deuteronomic voice of reward and punishment. This bothered the Hasidic sage Hasaba Mislobodka, Rabbi Nosson Zvi Finkel, a disciple of Rabbi Israel Salanter, who wrote, "When the words of Torah have condemnation and rebuke in them, the Holy One of Blessing does not attach the divine name to them, for the Holy One and violence do not mix. See what the sages have noted about Jeremiah. At the moment he prophesied words of comfort, the Holy One's name is united with them. As it is written, 'Thus said the Eternal, I accounted to your favor the devotion of your youth.'" Jeremiah 2:2. But with words of chastisement it is written, "The words of Jeremiah." Jeremiah 1:1. And so it is with Moses. These are the words that Moses spoke. It is true that words of chastisement stem from a prophetic source, and they are part of Torah, and there is a great purpose in them, to bring about repentance and good deeds. But even with this great purpose, God does not desire them and does not attach the divine name to them. Because they cause sorrow and anguish of the soul, there is no complete joy in them. See Iturei Torah on Deuteronomy 1:1. That will be our task as well, as we journey through the book of Deuteronomy, to find the places where divine wisdom speaks to us and to have the courage to name the places where it doesn't. Rabbi Shira Milgram is a rabbi of Congregation Kol Ami in White Plains, New York. She is part of a unique rabbinic partnership of two co-senior rabbis. She is the author of articles about Jewish spirituality, education, healing, and women in Judaism, and is the editor of Unique Sidur, used now for 2 decades in settings across the continent. She is blessed to learn continually about loving from her husband, children, and grandchildren.